I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group,
this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care.
No, but we want you here.
Welcome to You Can Sip With Us.
We're here coming to you guys live from Tahoe.
Side by side, face to face.
Side by side. Current situation is Ashley is really trying to stir. Do you like, so there's peanut butter. She was feeling hangry and it's in the morning.
I don't feel hungry. I feel shaky. So that tells me I need to eat.
Sign of hunger. So the situation is, we're here celebrating Chris's 40th birthday and a bunch of people are out snowmobiling right now, which I cannot do because of the pregnancy. So I booked a spa appointment. Ashley's coming with me. So we're squeezing in.
Well, I also got a spa appointment. I'm not just going and watching you get a massage. I will also be masseused.
She'll be sitting next to me as I get massaged for support.
Yes.
But Ashley was feeling shaky. So she's got peanut butter and a banana situation.
You know the natural separate. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah,
but she's stirring like the oil into the peanut butter. Which is like, I don't think any peanut butter you should have to stir. I'm just going to go all the way there and say, I get separation is natural. It's also a pain in the ass.
Is that your rant today? Well, I kick off the episode with a rant.
Yeah, let me just – hi, welcome. I'm pissed.
I'm livid about how oil separates from the peanuts. You can't believe how – I'm at a 10. 10 out of 10 anger. But like, you also bought this one, you know?
Yeah, but I didn't know. It's fine. I just feel like –
you can buy no stir peanut butter.
Yeah, I could have done something different. You're right. But then,
I'm just saying, be accountable to your own actions.
Oh my. Okay. We're going to stop the episode.
Right and friendship, now. It sounds like.
And friendship.
All of it.
But we're having a great time.
Oh my gosh, the best.
Oh, and also, while we were preparing for this episode, we got a special delivery to the cabin that we're staying at. Our new Valentine's themed holiday merch is live at sipsquadpod.com/shop. It is so good.
It's a small collection, but you're going to die. And also you can go look, you maybe have already seen it because it's going to be all over our Instagram.
Yeah. And it's not just for Valentine's Day. It's for the season. It's for the time of the
year. Well, it's also just for life. We didn't want to do too lovey-dove, right?
Yeah.
It's like the colors are Valentine's, but you just got to go shop it. You're going to freak out. Mm. We freaked out.
I'm sipping on coffee. Are you sipping on anything?
I paused the coffee sipping for some water and electrolytes.
Yeah, because tell them what you sipped on last night, which is going to change the world.
Holy shit. Okay. Well, I sipped on hard ciders all day, and Bud Light never nails the hard seltzer game. Like, right? We have never been
actually, there.
Oh, you wanted me to tell something else?
No. There is I was impressed with the Bud Light Cherry.
That's right. You did like the black cherry.
Out of all of them.
I forgot.
They're not consistently nailing.
Right.
Yes.
But is that what you thought I was going to talk about? Or
no, this is what I want you to talk about. This is what you need to share with the world.
Yeah. So I saw Bud Light soda pack at the store and I was like, I'm going to skip that one over because I don't really drink soda. And so I'm not like, I don't crave it. Plus it was Bud Light. But then I saw it up here and I thought, well, maybe, right? Because this was back at home. So I didn't get it. But then last night I got it.
Maybe the group would like it.
Maybe the group would like it.
Yeah.
And I don't have to have a whole case if I hate it because this is a drinking weekend. It'll get consumed.
Yeah. It's
right?
Maybe just a mixer.
Right. So it's a pack. There's like a lemon lime soda in there. So it's like a Sprite, I think. Cherry cola, regular cola, and then an orange cream or something like that. The orange cream went fastest. We didn't get to try that. So we're going to go pick up another pack to give that. Well, I'm going to give it a sip.
Yeah.
But the cola and the cherry cola, it is soda that gets you drunk, but it is Bud Light. I apologize for even overlooking this for a moment.
Ashley, I had the first sip.
Yeah, she had the virgin sip.
Cherry cola.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes like actual
cherry cola.
Yeah.
Literally cherry cola. What they messed up on is no root beer.
When I'm not
Bud Light,
pregnant,
if you're listening,
that's going to be my new go-to.
Yeah.
I really think that's going to be my new go-to.
And then if you want to get totally ass-faced, you would then make like a rum and coke.
Yeah.
With that.
That's the perfect.
Right?
Combo.
So you like, whoa, amp up. You're like, I want to feel something. I want to feel nothing.
Yeah.
Fast.
Oh, one other thing you guys need to know. If you're having a birthday celebration for anyone,
mm-hmm.
triple the amount of candles that you think.
Oh, my God.
And have the best time of your life. We'll post some video on our stories. But I was buying everything like, okay, I feel like this, we're going to get to the meat and potatoes of the episode here in a moment. I feel like we could have done like a group travel hacks thing because I pre-ordered Instacart and Safeway delivery to arrive. Like that's the move is ordering everything before you come and having it on your doorstep when you get here.
Well, maybe we should just wing it.
No, because we have other good things to share.
I know, but we can share those later.
Well, this is, I don't have a whole lot
Paul
more where this
came from. Paul likes to be prepared. I like to fly by the seat of my pants.
There's not a whole lot more where this came from, but I felt like that was awesome.
Yes.
To have everything. You don't have to stop and do a big grocery pickup and kill time.
Mm-hmm.
Like all we had to do was get booze.
Yeah.
And that was already here.
And sometimes you can even Instacart booze.
Yeah.
Because I had that done in San Diego. So.
And it just was awesome. And then, so as I was shopping on Safeway or whatever, I was like, okay, I need some birthday candles. And I wasn't paying all that much attention to quantity. I was like, I think I might need one more. And they were like $2. So I threw in another one. And Ashley last night was putting the candles in the birthday cake for Chris. And she's like, she put in one whole pack that I bought. She's like,
there's 24 of them.
Want more? Because this seems full.
Yeah. I mean, it was a round cake tin, you know, you guys know what that looks like. So you got them out and you're like, I got numbers 40 and I got some candles and she gives me all this pile of candles and they don't look as big when they're concisely in a package. And then she went to go potty or something. I don't know. So I got the first full pack in and there's almost no real estate left on the top of the cake.
Yeah.
Right. Cause at this point there's a 4 and a 0 and then there are, so 24, 25, there are 26 candles in here. And I had a whole other pack of 24 and I was like, did you want to put all of these on there? And
because you said it looks a little full. And at first I thought, no, you're right. It is full. And then I thought, well, what are we going to do?
The
just throw
we
these
do?
Away? Yeah. Bring them. I'm not going to pack
I'm
candles
packing
home.
Them home.
So I looked at Ashley and it was a moment. Put them in.
Absolutely.
Move forward. We put them in. I bought these for a reason. Don't ever question me again. How dare you put them
in
the cake.
And then Lindsay, our other friend, came up and she was like, how are you going to light them? And we're like, we need to divide and conquer. We got to take quadrants of the cake, three of us, right? Because she's like, how are you going to light them before they all melt?
Yep.
Which was a fair point. We hadn't considered that.
Yeah.
So if you do this, for sure buy more candles than you think you need, than is necessary even, because it is, turns out, ultimately necessary. But have extra hands on hand to help you
So
light.
We lit this thing up. We take it over to Chris and it was like handing him a bonfire.
Oh,
for his
100%.
Birthday. And it made it, you said, and I quote, this is the most epic cake blowing I've ever experienced.
Yeah. Oh, I said that?
Yeah.
I was buzzed.
Anyway.
I mean, I meant it, but I don't remember saying it. Anyway. It was epic. I also had a story I wanted to tell. Do we even have time? Maybe I'll save the story. But I really want to tell you guys this story. I was thinking randomly, it's fine. Can I just do it?
Well, I don't know. How long is the story?
It's short. It's very short.
Well, then tell your damn
story.
Okay,
speaking about birthdays. So I was thinking, I told Colleen, I'm like, okay, randomly, I just had this memory hit me out of nowhere. I don't know what the fuck I was doing, but it hit me. And I was like, ah, that's one of my favorite memories of Colleen.
Oh.
And I had to save it for the pod.
I want to hear it.
Yeah.
It's about me?
It's about you. It's about you. You're the star of the show. It was like several years ago. We didn't have kids yet. We were celebrating your birthday, like, I don't know if it was the day before your birthday or what, but you were going to Disneyland. You and Chris were going to Disneyland for your birthday. Do you remember?
Yes.
Okay. So we were just going to like do a little celebration and like not kind of minor because you had an early flight. Like your flight was maybe at 8 a.m. the next day. Okay. So you had to get up like 5 a.m.
Yeah.
or something to then get to the airport. Do you remember? Do you know where I'm going?
I'm starting to come back.
Okay, so Chris, as you guys know, Chris is Colleen's handler. Call is the ultimate hype girl. I want a party. I am with you, right? And then like, hey, Call, do you want to do this? Yeah, we're in. Man. And then Chris is like, hun, that's your due date for your baby. Hun, we're going to be in Hawaii that day. Hun, so this happens all the time, right? He's just like, not like, no, we're not going to be here. He's like, hun,
we didn't think
that went through there, babe.
Yeah.
Okay. So we go out, we have fun. I don't remember what we did. It was the four of us, my husband, your husband, the four of us. And we tied one on as we do. Chris was driving. We get back to her house. It's like, and I think you were still ready to rage or something. So we're playing games. You are buzzed. It is so much fun. It was like the perfect level of buzz. And it's like 11 o'clock at this point, and you had not packed. Okay? Had not packed a thing. Have to get up at 5 a.m. and you hadn't packed anything, and it's 11 o'clock. And you're like, hey, let's play some games. Do you guys want to play games? Because the four of us used to always play games. And Chris is like, it's your birthday, so he's not being overly assertive, but he's like, hey, hun,
are we thinking?
We got to pack. Yeah. And you're like, yep, you know what? We're going to Disneyland. I got it. And she stomps back to her bedroom, and then she stomps back out. She has one pair of shorts and one shirt, and she puts them on the top of the couch, and she goes, there, I'm packed. Let's play a game. There, I'm packed. That's all I need. Not a bag, not anything. No. One pair of shorts, one pair of shirt, puts it on the top of the couch. I'm back.
Done.
Let's play. What are you going to say? Try to come at me now, Chris.
And we played games.
And then we did play games.
And it was a lot of fun.
And then I don't know how, like, did Chris pack for you? I don't know what ended up happening because we didn't leave until after midnight.
All I know is in Disneyland, I had plenty.
Yeah, I was covered.
I had no, and what I didn't have was regret.
No regrets.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
God, that's a good one.
That's a good story, huh?
Good one from the vault. Mm-hmm.
I gotta be honest, guys. I've never been a big shapewear girl. I don't do well with like super tight bunching and scrunching and suction. I end up getting heartburn. But we found this new company to partner with that is called Honey Love. And they are shapewear that you actually want to wear. It is designed for comfort and looks. Honey Love is as beautiful as your favorite lingerie with unparalleled construction. Unlike your grandma's girdle, Honey Love is made from premium materials and constructed with a signature X that targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. Honey Love's super soft and flexible boning means your shapewear never rolls down. Oh my gosh. Don't get me started on the rolling down. It is such a pet peeve, and the boning in this makes it so that doesn't happen. People love Honey Love. It has been featured in New York Times, Good Morning America, Brides Magazine, and has thousands of five-star reviews. I really do. Like, it is so actually beautiful when I put it on. The reason I get it is I don't like my thighs chafing. So I order up in them because I don't like the squeezing, but I also don't like my thighs rubbing together when I wear a dress. And I'm going to Bora Bora soon, so I'm going to be wearing a lot of dresses. And this came at the exact right time. There's also no risk. Honey Love covers the shipping and restocking to make all U.S. returns completely free. You deserve shapewear you'll want to show off. See for yourself at honeylove.com and get 20% off a second item. Plus, when you use code SIP, you'll get an additional 10% off your entire order.
So that's 20% off your second item, plus an additional 10% off at honeylove.com with the code SIP. That's honeylove.com, code SIP. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So what we thought we'd do is get into a little flash faves, like travel edition kind of, because it's like wherever we go, there these are.
Yeah, these are our actual can't live withouts. Mm-hmm. We're going anywhere. These things are coming with us.
100%.
Okay. Do you want to go?
Sure. Okay. And we are recording on video. I did bring some of the stuff to show you guys just because. So if you want to go to our YouTube channel, you can see us now. We have another segment that we have two sips coming up. We didn't record that one on video, but you can see some of the things. Okay. So the very first thing I thought of is a sound machine. I can't sleep without a sound machine, but I don't always pack one. So I use an app, and the app that I use is called White Noise, and I use air conditioner, and I just put it by my bed. Bam. That's
so I'm going to take this. Some of the things that we overlap on, I feel like I'll take off my, I also put.
Okay. Do you have an app
or
do
sound
you
bring machine? It? No, I bring the electro fan because it has a USB and it's usually, you know, pretty easy to like lightweight, but.
What if you travel separately from Chris?
I take the sound machine and he suffers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I haven't found a good app.
And this one has a ton of sounds. Yep. I don't know where they are, but there's a ton of sounds. And I just use the air conditioner because that sounds close to the electro fan.
Yes.
Okay. Second thing, because whenever I'm anywhere, alcohol is also there and then it's inside of my body. I also like a recovery situation. So even if I'm not drinking, I take the adrenal cocktail. And we are going to be repeating. You'll have heard some of these things, but we're just doubling down on how much we need them. So they have it in a powder form, and I was just taking the pills. It is sodium, potassium, and vitamin C. That's what it is. Your body, it's helping replenish electrolytes. Then I also will sometimes bring electrolytes. So I'm doing that, and then I take those. This helps support your adrenals, because if you're not sleeping very well and then you're drinking, and then like what just happened is I had caffeine after a night of drinking and traveling and not sleeping probably great, and that's why I got the shakes. So the Jigsaw Health Adrenal Cocktail goes wherever I go. I packed it in this little pill thing. Then I'm going to wash it down with my water bottle. I have been obsessing over these Brewmate. They have the sipping canister, and I also always travel with their koozie because I'm, again, wherever I am, so is hard seltzer, so I bring this koozie.
Does that fit? So, like, I like things that fit in the car.
Yes,
cup holder.
Yes.
If it doesn't fit in there,
it's not
dead
getting
to me.
Anywhere near.
It's dead to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, this fits right in there.
That's easy, a critical peasy. Thing.
Yeah. And the top of this is actually, I didn't bring the other top. You can get a straw top to it, but the other top is a shot glass. Like it twists in, it's the size. So this fits a whole fifth of liquor or whatever, and you could do a little shot glass.
Oh, wow.
You know, I just did an empty, put water in there. Anyway, so that is another thing that I'm doing. Never, ever go anywhere without sunscreen. But when I travel, I don't always like to wear makeup. Yeah. So I like a tinted sunscreen. I have two that I bring. Well, I have two that I wear alternate. I only brought one this time. It is Super Goop Glow Screen. Call. Watch. So it's just slightly tinted, and it's got like a little dew to it.
Yeah.
Okay, but look at the difference.
I love that.
Little like just a little, it makes you look healthy.
I also put a
sunscreen,
a budget buy though. So this is one that's a new to me discovery that I've been really liking. It's It Cosmetics, Your Skin But Better CC Cream. It's SPF 50. And same thing, like this morning.
How much is it?
It is $31.
That's not really budget buy.
I mean, for good CC cream.
Yeah. The other one I was going to say that I use that I don't bring, this is a BB cream. I don't know what the difference is, but this one I'm obsessed with as well. Australian Gold Botanical Sunscreen Tinted Face BB Cream.
Ooh.
Unfreaking real. I get medium tan, but they have a bunch of colors. This one is $16 on Amazon.
Ooh.
It has such like a beautiful.
Wait, did you know CeraVe has a
mineral
sunscreen?
No, we got to try that out.
Okay, I'm going to I'm going to do some research.
Yeah, I'm going to do some recon. But a tinted SPF moisturizer.
Bottom line.
That's what you need.
Well, because this morning I had to take the crew. I did a snowmobiling drop off early. And it's not that I care all that much, but it's like a part of my day. I like to have a little something on my face.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Before I'm like greeting the day and a bunch of people. And it took me 2 seconds to just put a little bit on, smear it on my face. And yeah. Like just a little
and
bit
you look
of,
a little perked up.
Just a little perked up, little smooth.
Totally agree.
Okay. I'm going to try this CeraVe situation.
Yeah. And report back. Yeah, that's a budget buy too.
$17.
Plus, say, oh, is that subscribe and save?
Yeah.
Okay. Two more things for me, I think. Dry shampoo, always and forever. I try, depending how long I'm going to be gone, I try not to wash my hair on vacation because I just have a lot of it. Yep. And it's a pain in the ass. So I usually plan it where I'll like wash my hair a couple days before or whatever. I pack dry shampoo. I have a variety. I'm not really brand loyal. I seem to continue going back to Living Proof dry shampoo. That's not really a budget buy, but I like the way it smells and feels in my hair. It feels very weightless. Batiste is, you know, your go-to classic, but it does leave like a powdery situation. So it's no longer, it's moving out of my favorite spot. This trip, I also brought the Gimme Beauty. They just got a new dry shampoo, but I'm not brand loyal. I don't really necessarily care. I'm rotating through all of the time. My rebuy is the Living Proof, it seems like. So I guess maybe that's my fave. But dry shampoo is a must.
Yep.
And then lastly, I have regretted a couple of times not bringing melatonin because I absolutely hate when you can't sleep on vacation.
Yep.
You know? So I pack melatonin. But did you guys know? So I started doing a little research into melatonin and even 1 milligram is too much, really, for our bodies. The perfect amount is 300 mcgs, which I don't know what that is. MCG is microgram or something. So because if you even, like, it's more than what your body would produce naturally or something. It's 1 milligram. So sometimes melatonin can make you more tired.
Right.
Like in the morning, right? If you take too much. John takes 10 milligrams because I don't know why. And I'm like, how are you alive right now? But he always overdoes it on things. Like he, you know, it's like, take two. And he's like, give me 5.
Right.
So this one I got on Amazon. The brand is Life Extension Melatonin 300 mcg. So it's just going to give you like a hint, just help elevate your melatonin levels. And then you can take multiple if you feel like you're really struggling to sleep. But I don't ever go anywhere now without melatonin if I'm going to be overnight because I hate laying there, like not being able to sleep.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
All right. Those are if I go, they go.
They go. Okay. I put a great hair straightener. So do you remember Peanut Butter Fingers?
Yes.
She was like a blogger, for those of you who don't know, when blogging was still pretty new and before there was like a lot of like social media people, I feel like, that you follow.
Right. Influencers weren't a thing. But they were the original influencers on their blogs, I feel like.
Yeah. And I used to like go to her blog for a little while pretty consistently. And she had this hair straightening curly. So with a great hair straightener, you can straighten, you can smooth the frizz. But then she also did the little, and for those of you who are watching on the YouTube, if my fingers are the hair straightener, you run it through and then you flip the hair straightener around and go down that way. And it creates a super nice curl. So you can not have to pack a curler and a hair straightener. But she taught me that 100 years ago. And I still and you want to get like a 1/2 inch or 1 inch size for the straightener because it's not going to work with like a big situation. Curology.
I know.
One of our partners.
I almost put that in there.
It's just so easy because I don't have to overthink the skincare. It's like those are my.
Do you bring the moisturizer?
The cleanser.
Oh, wow.
I just like, and I know I'm done. It's like boom, boom, boom.
Oh, that is. That
I'm not overthinking it. I've talked about these, the next two things quite a bit before, but all I wear are silk pajamas now.
Really?
And they're EKOUER on Amazon.
Okay.
If you go there, EKOUER.
AER maybe? AER?
Maybe that's it.
EKOUAER pajamas for women.
Silk pajamas. Put in silk. Because I do they're not really silk, but they're this one.
Oh, little cami one.
Cami and shorts. sexy lingerie, satin pajamas. They're not, but okay. What I love about them is so comfortable. Mm-hmm. They take up no space in your suitcase. Mm. These literally, I think I'm going to throw away every pair of pajamas that I own, or not throw away, but donate or something, because I have these now in 5 colors at home. Here, camping.
Wow. Like, oh, camping.
Everything.
Wow.
They're the only pajamas that I like to sleep in. They're just so comfortable. Okay. A great sleep mask. I like the Nydra sleep mask because it won't smash your eyelashes.
Wait, tell me again because I need that.
It's a like a face bra for your eyes.
Nydra?
N-I-D-R-A.
Nydra. Okay. It doesn't smash your eyelashes.
Look.
Okay.
It's a bra for your eyes.
This one?
Yep.
Great.
But if I'm going somewhere and I use this at home too, it's got to be dark.
Yeah.
I cannot deal with a light, bright room. Great travel bag. I take the Bagalini, that tan one on Amazon. It's the crossover crossbody bag. Tons of different compartments. Mm-hmm. So I have like important valuables kind of in one spot, hand sanitizer, lip gloss, like whatever in one spot. And it keeps it all like, you know, I have gum and mints in one spot. So it keeps it all compartmentalized.
Yeah.
And then it has the suitcase strap, which is really nice. A makeup eraser towel. So get everything off your face. Mm-hmm. But those, smart. I'm not going anywhere without them. Lip sleeping mask. I'm not actually loyal to any one brand for this. But I think there's a lot of, if you just like – put into Amazon lip sleeping mask, you're going to find something that works, but just to keep your lips hydrated when you go.
You don't need to do the Laneige one or whatever. Like,
no.
You know, that one's good, but it's fine.
Last thing I put was a great book. And right now, I just started Layla.
Oh!
Which I wanted to tell you about by Colleen Hoover. So,
oh, I forgot one thing. I forgot two things that weren't on my list. Okay, real quick. Recharging battery thing. Yep. I always bring an extra battery pack because I use my phone a lot. The Mophie is the best brand that I've seen, but any brand will do. Mophie. And then I want to tell you guys about this. A good lotion or moisturizer, but I never know really how to pack them because they spill. This is a refillable thing. I got it from Nordstrom. But it's like a bag. You guys can see it on the YouTube. It's a bag from Kiehl's. You know, the brand. K-I-E-H-L-S. And it's the Creme de Corps.
Sure.
I don't know. And this is the refillable, but it's nice because it's like, so I did do the tub that it comes in at home and I use this at home, but then I take the bag when I travel. I mean, you would have to do it in a checked bag, but then it doesn't open or spill anywhere because it's a little twisty sitch. Okay.
Perfect.
Now I'm done. We have been using Pros hair care for, I think it's been about a year or something, and my hair has never looked better. Pros specializes in custom hair care, and now they also make custom hair supplements that are personally tailored to address your specific cause of shedding. Now, Call is probably going to be counting on these big time after baby girl arrives. I am 2 years postpartum, so I haven't been able to use these for the shedding, but it is such a common thing postpartum to lose your hair as your body is adjusting to hormones, and it can be pretty alarming. So these supplements take into account hormonal changes, stress level, diet, and more. The result is customized supplements guaranteed to help you grow thicker, longer, softer hair in record time. They're made with clean, safe, and natural ingredients. And Pros hair supplements are just 2 capsules that you take daily. Super easy. The first capsule strengthens and rebalances the scalp to reduce shedding. And then the second capsule helps to spark fuller, faster growth deep inside the follicle. Better yet, Pros supplements are free from drugs, synthetic fillers, and DHT hormones. All formulas are gluten-free, dairy-free, nut-free, vegan, and cruelty-free. In fact, multiple studies show that over 90% of women taking Pros hair supplements saw less shedding, more growth, and improved overall appearance in just 90 days. Try your own custom hair supplements, and you'll get 15% off. Get yours at pros.com/sip. That's PROSE.com/sip for your free in-depth hair consultation and 15% off custom hair supplements.
Okie dokie. Hey, if you're in a pickle, if you want our 2 sips on something serious or not so serious, give us a call and ask us a question. You can email us at youcansipwithus@gmail.com. You can go to our website, sipsquadpod.com, and there's a little two sip section. You can also go to our Instagram and hit the phone button, which will take you right to voicemail. And we'll take your questions here on the pod. All right. So this one, please keep anonymous. Hi, Ash and Call. I wanted to start by sending my love and appreciation your way. This pod brings me so much joy. Here's my current situation. I have been with my boyfriend for about 6 months now. We were really close growing up, so we have history. Fast forward 15 years, we have reunited and found ourselves falling for each other. Cute. When we reconnected, he was in a bit of a rough spot financially because his job was unreliable, according to him, and he ended up quitting. He was jobless and doing side gigs here and there for the first 4 months of our relationship. The money was not consistent, though, so I found myself paying for the majority of things that we did together. It got to the point where I felt I needed to give him an ultimatum about getting a consistent paycheck because I couldn't continue being the only one chipping in. He got a job, which was great for him for a little bit, but he has been kind of dropping the ball, showing up late or not showing at all. I'm finding this out not from him, but through his employer, who has taken it upon himself to reach out to me when he doesn't show. What? When I confront my boyfriend, he responds with answers that don't seem legitimate. Anyways, I feel worried that maybe he is just not very reliable or consistent when it comes to employment. This concerns me when it comes to considering a future with him. In addition, it doesn't feel like he's completely truthful when confronted. I really want to believe him that he will get back on his feet, but not gonna lie, I'm starting to question it. Any thoughts would be greatly appreciated. You guys are the best.
Do you have thoughts right off the top? I think it's really fucking weird that the employer is contacting her.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
I don't get that.
No, you shouldn't be pulled in from your employer.
No.
At all. And I think, like, you should tell your... Yeah, that first of all, you should tell your boyfriend, like, hey, tell your employer he needs to be, like, working with you on this.
Yeah.
You're his employee. I'm not. And I'm also not your manager. I'm not your supervisor. I'm not your life person.
Yeah.
Inadvertently, though, this has sort of shown a light on something that she probably didn't want to see.
Yes.
Which is, right. Like...
There is that.
He's not showing up to work consistently.
Yeah, not
and the answers don't add up. That's the part that's a little strange to me is like, and I'm curious, like, I wish I could dig in, like, we could dig in more on, like, what is he telling? So he's not, there, where is he? And if he's not, like, because if you don't know, if you're thinking he's going to work and he's not,
yeah,
what's he doing?
Right.
That's kind of strange.
Yeah.
And, like, money issues, money ebbs and flows. That part is like, all right, every relationship has had a weird money time.
Yes.
I guarantee you, every single one. Especially when you're younger and you're like trying to get established in like the world and money can be tighter. But hell, every marriage, everyone everywhere has got, if they're in a relationship, has got some kind of money thing. So that part is like, all right, you'll work that out over time probably. And it's good to like figure out, you know, what your, boundaries are with that and stick to it. But this work one is strange to me. And I'm almost feeling like you kind of need to put him on the spot about it of like, and it sounds like, okay, what she said, I need to give him an ultimatum about getting a consistent paycheck. Give him the same ultimatum for this work thing, maybe of like, tell me what's up.
Yeah.
Or I'm out.
Right.
You gotta be, but like on it. Cause it kind of gets to the root of like honesty. Like what is going on?
Yes.
What's going on?
I feel like as you were talking, sort of coming together a little bit more, my thoughts. I feel like it's fine that he doesn't like work or he's not super motivated. I will say that is also John.
Jones has never been like a real motivated person when it comes to work, but he does not ever, like, he never shows up late and he never no shows. Like, he follows through on his stuff when he was working, but he's just like, we just knew that. And at first that kind of bothered me because I was always so driven and always had tons of goals. And it's like, wait, what do you mean you don't like have goals or whatever? Right. It's just like, but it's actually been a really beautiful balance because I am so driven and like future focused and he is very like present focused and like finding joy in the here and now and what makes you happy. So that ended up being really a beautiful balance for us. And I think he's kept me more grounded and I have rubbed off on him where he does dream more. So that's cool. So it doesn't bother me that this guy's not motivated to work, but the lying thing, and then like, if you're going to be shady and not follow through on the work and then not be very transparent with you about what's going on,
yeah,
that does feel a little more worrisome. And like that could brew into something bigger. And yeah, I don't know if I'd feel super comfortable with him. Like, I mean, trust is massive. And so now it's about these little white lies or whatever. We don't know how small they are or not, but like these little lies that he's telling, but your trust will start to hemorrhage. And then it's like the bigger things where, I don't know. Yeah, there is
trust, honesty, communication. There's a lot of like big things.
Pieces. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, but they've known each other for 15 years. So is this like, from, you know this person, could this be a moment of time? Like, is there a problem that he has? Like, if up until this point, it's a person that communication has been good, trust has been good, but how close were they? We don't know. Is it like a gambling problem or I don't know, like where is he headed during the day? And if you can't, if you're not feeling like you're getting the truth, so that you have to have a starting point, like a baseline of truth so that you can.
Yeah.
That's like, there's got to be a baseline. You don't have a baseline right now. You don't know what's going on. And if you can't get a baseline, then I think you should bounce.
Yeah. And it is concerning also that they've been dating for 4 months and he doesn't have any interest. Like, it's like he's totally fine with her paying for everything.
Yeah.
That's also a little like. I mean, maybe you're not motivated to work, but like, seems like you would want to be motivated to not be a freeloader on your girlfriend.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
Yeah, and if he's totally cool with that now, he's probably going to be totally cool with it forever.
Right.
Like, leopards don't change their spots all that much.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Here's another one. Comes from Chloe. First of all, I need to say I absolutely love you ladies. You were there for me during the birth of my son. Okay, she's a VIP. Listen to this. I made my husband wait to take me to the hospital because our Patreon episode releases at 2 a.m. in our area so she could listen to it.
Oh my gosh.
All right, Chloe, you're a real one. My husband and I recently had a stillbirth of our daughter at 22 weeks in October. I am so sorry, Chloe. She said it was absolutely devastating. I'm so, so sorry. My God. Wow. Should I feel I am ready to try for another baby? Unsure how he feels. Any advice on how to ask him or tackle the topic? I just don't know how to start the conversation. Ashley, he's a business owner and very much an Enneagram 8. I just don't know how to start the conversation. Thank you, ladies. Love you both so much.
I was going to say you should take this because I think that you should, but I will just say, knowing he's an Enneagram 8, there's not really a right. They just like direct. So you might not know how to start the conversation because you're not an Enneagram 8, but if he's an Enneagram 8, you just start it. They just want direct. So, you know, but as far as any other thoughts on.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Everybody's experience. I mean, a stillbirth at 22 weeks, like, that's a lot of trauma. Yeah. That's a lot of grief. That's a lot of loss. And everybody's grief experience is unique. Yes. And what Chloe, you're experiencing is very different than what your husband's journey probably is experiencing. And there might be similarities, but it's like you're kind of on your own. And it can be lonely. And then you're
and you're ready to try for another baby. And I think that's all you have to tell him is like, hey, I know that we're on different grief journeys here and I respect yours. I'm sharing with you where I'm at so that you know. And to just, so I'm going to leave this here.
Yeah.
And be prepared, you know, that just because you're ready doesn't mean he is, but you, at least he's aware. Cause what if the answer is like, I am too, honey.
Right. Yeah.
You know, but he can't read your mind.
Yes.
And you can't read his. And I don't think you need to offer any other explanation of why you feel that way. I don't think he needs to offer you anything of why he feels a different way. But, and maybe you say like, I'm ready. Is it okay? And you know, I don't know where you're at. And when you're comfortable telling me where you're at, let me know. Is it okay if we check in on this, you know, every so often?
Yeah.
Together.
Yeah.
You know, can we keep this an open line of communication so that we can support each other? I think it's like I do. It's just,
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Next one. Three's a crowd is the subject in need of friendship advice. Hey, Ash and Call, Soul Sipper here, and I love the pod. I need some advice and wisdom. I'm keeping all the real names anonymous. I have two best friends since middle school. Let's call them Sarah and Megan.
Okay.
We are all now married, and all three of us couples will celebrate holidays together, go camping, do dinners. So they're a group.
That's so fun.
So fun. However, Sarah and Megan's husbands, let's call them Jack and Mark, have gotten very close over the last couple of years. When we all get together, those two are inseparable and have so much in common. My husband is friends with them, but he doesn't fit into their self-proclaimed bromance. To give an example, when Megan and her husband Jack got married over the summer, Jack asked Mark to be in his wedding. This meant we were all on the joint bachelor and bachelorette weekend together except my husband. No one mentioned it to me or my husband until right before we left, Sarah mentioned having to get a dog sitter that weekend because both her and her husband would be gone. Both mine and my husband's feelings were hurt, but it was their wedding, so we didn't want to make it about us. There have been other instances where he left us out of their, where he is left out of their plans, which means that I am at times too. When the six of us get together, I feel like I analyze everything. I hear them talk about the times when the four of them get together without us, and I feel sad. I know that I am an adult, and so is my husband, but I feel small, like I am in middle school all over again. I don't need him or I to be included with everyone at all times, but I'm still struggling with feeling left out. Any advice on how to work through this? Thanks in advance.
Oh, man. I have so many thoughts. like directions that you could take this. And, you know, one of them is like the life coach perspective, that them leaving you out is not actually what's causing you pain. It's what you're making that mean. And then the human is like, I would feel the exact same way, and that would be really hard. And then the other side of me is like, perhaps you've outgrown that friendship because it is difficult to, I mean, it seems like by being around it all the time, you're like, oh, this is just such a beautiful thing. You know, we're best friends and now all of our men are best friends. But if you're constantly, seeing that they like each other more. Like, I don't think it's a problem they like each other more, but the problem maybe is you haven't found that. Well, it's in their face, but also then it's like we're on the outside instead of like maybe, I don't know. One of the things I got coached on recently was, this is, hopefully this will make sense, that sometimes I prejudge people because I feel like they're going to judge me. And she's like, She basically told me to start walking into situations and think about if I like them, because, and it had never even really occurred to me. And I feel like I realized that I spent most of my life walking into rooms with people trying to get people to like me and not necessarily going into room, right? So it was like, I got to show up a certain way, not necessarily going into rooms being like, I am who I am. You're either going to like me or not. It doesn't really matter. I want to know if I like you. Like, are you my people? And so the thing about you staying in this six-some friendship is like, maybe you're not opening up to your other couple partnership, right? Like, if it's in your face that you guys aren't their favorite, I don't think that's a problem, except for if that is your main thing, then it's like constantly you're reassuring, like your brain is finding all of the evidence that you aren't as liked as they are. And then it starts to be like, you know, it can become like, well, what's wrong with us? Like, why aren't we? It's like, well, maybe those just aren't, they're supposed to be that close. And if you were open, maybe there would be another couple that you would differ. I don't know. But I don't think what's happening right now is super healthy. And so that's why you got a couple of options. You can change the way you think about it and like continue to be in the situation and coach yourself through that. Whatever, like you could try to get to a thought of, I'm happy for them that they have each other. That would probably be kind of hard to do, but it's available to you. Or the other one is maybe you just go find people who are as obsessed with you as you are with them, because they certainly exist. And if not, the other thing is, I don't know, maybe you guys are just each other's favorite, right? Like, I know for John and I always wanted other people around in the beginning of our relationship. It just felt like more fun. And what I've been working for ever since is to find that much pleasure in just being with John. Like, just the two of us, we can have so much fun. He's my favorite person. I don't need to have another couple. And there was so many times where I like wanted another couple and I wanted that dream. And that's a wonderful story that you've been best friends with them for so long. And then the husbands are all getting along. Like, that's great. But maybe now it's not really serving you. And in fact, it's kind of keeping you playing small and taking a hammering on both of your guys' confidence and what you do bring to the table. And I, if I know anything for sure, it is when you tell your brain to go look for something, i.e. how we are the least favorite, it will find a ton of evidence and that is just going to be painful. So I don't know what the right thing to do is here, but I think it's taking care of yourself. I don't think they need to change anything. Like, you don't want to be invited as a pity anyway, right? Like,
no.
So it's like, I don't think they need to change. There's no problem. So how do you want to react to that? And maybe it's you guys just don't spend as much time with them, or you work on creating like that partnership and connection and friendship with your husband. I don't know. There's a lot of ways to go about it, I think.
This is such a big one, because like, inclusivity and large group friendships, it's always going to be a little messy at some point.
Like, yeah. Hi, buddy.
And I don't know if I have anything else to add other than like, you know, the choose your path, you know, kind of what you laid out. I think it's like, they don't need to change. It's also okay to be honest with them, even if you make it as like kind of a joke. If there's like moments where they're like talking about the four of them hanging out, like, I think it's totally cool to like, and again, not, you have, this would have to be delivered in the right way, but I'm thinking specifically of a time where we have friends, like two other couples. So it's like a group of six and we're all within a couple minutes of each other. And Chris and I hang out with one of the other couples more. We just do. But then there's times where the six of us come together and the other couple who we adore, like, we don't even realize, like, sometimes where we're like, oh, that thing happened or that thing happened or whatever,
right?
And the other guy, you know, from the other couple is the best at being like, all right, no more talking about things that we weren't,
oh right,
it's,
he's
hilarious,
not taking offense, he's just like,
yeah,
okay, well, we weren't there, so
I was like, yeah, would have loved him invited to that one. And it makes it all, it's like funny, and it does make me more aware of like, and they do things, the four of them do things like without us. And it's actually gotten to like an awesome spot. And now we all jab each other about it if like there's things.
Yeah.
You know? And so that's also an option too, is like to create some humor and just kind of call it out, because maybe a little more awareness on their end of that it is sensitive would like help kind of alleviate those moments where maybe they just don't have awareness.
Well, and that's true too. I was thinking about your, you know, those couples. It's like, I wouldn't say that you have a favorite over the other, but like maybe, like I know one family just, you know, like they travel more, they're on the road a lot more.
We have a little more of a history with the other.
With the other. Yeah. So it's not like you necessarily like them better. You like, I don't know, but
no,
it seems like you can just like them the same.
It's just with the all of them.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So it could, that's another great point is like, maybe you, this, you know, listener has set her brain on a mission to find proof that they are each other's favorites, but maybe that's not even true. It's just been the way it worked out. I mean, maybe the guys get along better, fine, but like, it's just interesting that when you set your brain on a track to go find something, it will find evidence of that. And so right now you have been looking for ways to feel left out. And the bridal party thing is that would, I think that would hurt anyone's feelings. And I feel like that's an appropriate thing, but it doesn't necessarily mean like that they're each other's favorites and you're just the afterthought. It's like maybe just the way it is. Maybe they just are obsessed with hanging out with you too.
Yep.
I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Good luck. Keep us posted.
I have been such a big fan of Thrive Market for a couple of years now. I literally have a box showing up at my door every single week. We get everything. We get all kinds of stuff from like, you know, food and snacks to supplements. They have meat. They have wine. And I love that you can filter specifically by diet. So me being gluten-free, I can filter on that, or I can filter on paleo and see all the different things that they have that are going to work with my diet. They carry all of your favorite clean brands that don't clean out your wallet. They truly have the best prices. You can shop everything from ethically sourced pantry essentials to sustainable meat and seafood, to non-toxic cleaning and beauty products, and they have high quality standards. They carefully vet each and every item so you can trust that if it's there, it's the best. And I have found that to be true as well. They also give back. With Thrive Market, your membership means more for families in need and our planet. When you join, they donate a membership to a family in need. They have donated $4.5 million in groceries and counting. And they focus on carbon neutral shipping, and they're on a mission to be the first climate positive grocer. Like, I can't tell you how big of a fan I am of them. You just got to go check it out for yourself. It does all kinds of things that your grocery store can't do. Now you can have a grocery store that does all of these things by going to thrivemarket.com/sip. You join today and you'll get 40% off your first order and a free gift. That's thrivemarket.com/sip to get 40% off your first order and a free gift. thrivemarket.com/sip.
Land the bird?
Let's ding, ding, ding. Land the bird. Time for a little rant and rave.
Okay. Do you want to rant first or me?
Go for it.
Okay. I have a couple of them, but timely is I always love traveling.
Yeah.
Like the end result. I absolutely despise, to a very deep level, I'm discovering, packing.
Yes.
I absolutely hate packing.
Yep.
Probably, like, I've always said that moving is the worst thing to do.
Ooh.
Like, I hate moving, you know, like that's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
But I also dread packing.
Yes.
Like, I don't know. What do I bring? Am I going to forget something? How many extra things? Right. What if it's this weather? What if it's that? I don't, it's like, it's so much. It's such a big freaking job. And like, and you're like, I just want to freaking be there.
Trying to like think through what outfits, what kinds of shoes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Am I going to work out? Do I need to bring jewelry? For sure. Charging cords and cables and like
making a list, grab in the morning because you can't pack the makeup until you've woken up and done the makeup.
Yeah.
Sound machine. That's another one that goes in the morning for me.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's so
I hate it too.
Daunting.
Yeah.
And then like it's always worth it because then you get to do the trip, but it is really, they got to figure something else out.
Yeah.
They need one of you needs to invent a service where it's like you just pack, you just, you know, rent clothes or something. Like, here's your luggage.
Well, and I make a packing list, and even that.
Yeah. Even that, you're like, is this everything I need?
Did I get everything? And then you're like packing a few things, checking the list, taking things off the list. It just
Well, and then sometimes on my list, right, I'm like, okay, so this is my, you know, Saturday morning AM. This is my Saturday morning afternoon. This is my Saturday morning evening. And then if I pack only that, what if I don't want to wear that at that time?
Yep.
Like then it's like, oh, what now? I just go naked or have to be unhappy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Packing, man.
All right. My rant is there are certain places that train you to always have a coupon.
Where
if you're paying full price, you are an absolute fool. And there's like a lot of websites, right?
Where Express. You'll go, I don't ever buy full price at Express.
No. Where like you'll go in and like onto the website or whatever. And it's like, what's your, and or if they even suggest it, discount code field. Then I'm going to Google what is a discount.
Yes.
But there's never, I'd love to know if anyone has a good website that actually gives you real, because there's so many like websites that are going to just screw you over.
Depending on the brand, sometimes I will go to their Instagram.
Ooh.
And then I will go to their tagged photos.
Ooh.
And then I see if like an influencer tagged them in the photo and it'd be like, use code Kelly10 or whatever, you know? And I'm like, okay, great.
That's
so sometimes
smart.
It's requires work for sure, but
that's
sometimes
smart.
That's what I do.
That's smart.
Yeah.
So a physical place that always has a coupon. And for those of you who are from, I think they're just Oregon, Washington. I don't know how nationwide they are. Papa Murphy's Pizza.
Oh yeah.
Never pay full price because there's always a coupon. Well, the other day, Chris was out getting Ben. It was like the night before we were packing to like come here. So it's like, we don't want to like make a whole thing at home and have leftovers. Let's just get a pizza tonight.
Pizza night.
I'll go get the pizza. That's what I say. I call it in.
Is what I say.
I walk in. That'll be $20. And I'm thinking, no, no, I didn't have a coupon though. And so my rant is, I guess that I didn't have a coupon for pizza, but more
this is on them.
Principle of places where you're just, you know, full price isn't the real price.
Yeah.
You know, but then you can't get around it.
It's
you
like,
don't have the discount or whatever.
Why don't you just, okay, so for example, I bought this, you know, new wedding ring or whatever. And I go, I bought it on Etsy and I go, and it is 100% of the time having a 30% off sale.
Yeah.
Because people just like a deal.
Yes.
And Papa Murphy's, it's like, don't make me actually bring in a piece of paper, you pieces of shit. Just permanently, just say permanently on sale.
Well, and then I tried
then you feel like you're saving money.
I tried the, check the pocket.
I forgot
my coupon. Ugh. Thinking they would be cool and be like, oh.
Yeah.
That'll be, just kidding. That'll be $14.99. Nope.
No. Do you know what I just remembered? In the thing that they put inside of your pizza, because it's a take and bake place, guys. They put that, and the instruction sheet that is in your pizza going home with you has a coupon on
it.
They
throw them on you.
So it's like, wait, you're not, literally when you give me that pizza, I will have, the coupon I want to use is there, but I just didn't, you know.
I should
like,
have bought it and then say, do you have a customer service department?
Go
back through.
Right.
Whatever.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I hear you.
Time to rave.
Okay, the rave is being here.
Yeah.
We have
your
raves,
rave.
It's going to be different because it's your husband and like, it's, well, you know, but I, obviously I'm obsessed, but it is just so good to be, okay, well, we got to try to get Chris on at some point. You guys have heard us talk about him, but he really is a magical kind of human. I was talking to him last night and I was like, you are like one of the nicest and most kind-hearted people, but you're also funny as shit.
Yeah.
And that doesn't go together a lot.
Yep.
Sometimes you're nice and totally bland, and sometimes you're funny, but don't have the best heart.
Yep.
He's got this magical combination. So it's so fun to celebrate him, but also the people around him. And like now we're in the 40s and we've all been friends for so long. So then when you come together,
well, he's
with
these, in the 40s. Well, we're all in the 30s.
We're
Let's
young bucks.
Pump the brakes.
But it feels like family. Like this community feels like family, right? Like being in this space with these people is and then, you know, it's like, everybody has their own little quirks. They're, you know, I like to control things and I'm very right all of the time, except for when I'm absolutely not right. And we have our friend Lindy, who's a total spaz. It's like, we all just laugh at each other now. Nothing's even annoying. It's like, oh, of course she's that way. Or of course I did that. Whatever. It just is the best vibe.
Yeah.
It's a good crew. Feels good to be here. But yours is.
No, I mean, I'm not going to go. It just feels really special to be with good friends. My rave is that Chris felt special, that we get to spend – like sometimes I get sentimental on birthdays, especially with Chris, because I'm like, oh, we get to spend all the birthdays together. Mm-hmm. Like, we get to share this life together. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a reminder of, like, that's really cool and beautiful, you know, and I feel very lucky.
Yeah.
So, all right, you guys, you can sip with us always. Tap that 5-star.
Hit us up on Patreon. P-A-T-R-E-O-N.
Leave us a love note. And we love you. You can sip with us always. And we will see you next Tuesday. Bye.
Want more? You can sit with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast? We
Sign me up. Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to Patreon. patreon.com/ you can sip with us, or download the Patreon app and search you can sip with us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.